Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachah Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Afayin, Rizivu Ghagon, Bikor of Mamish. Mishnah Ches tells us, Ve'ilim Nishbaim, Shaloi B'taino. The following people, they would have to make a Shavuah, even though there isn't a 100% Taino against them. All the Shavuahs that we mentioned in the past Perek and a half have been where we have two people against each other, Reuven versus Shimon, Beryl versus Shmerel, Tom and Jerry, whatever you want, and the one who's demanding the Shavuah, he's a Bari, he's a definite. He's saying 100% you owe me money, or you owe me this, whatever the situation was. Here, the taina is not 100%. It's only a maybe. I'm not so sure. And nonetheless, the other person still has to make a shvua. And all these people fit in the same category. It's referring to when we have a person taking care of somebody else's money. So the other guy, the guy whose money it is able to demand a shvua of the first guy if he thinks that something fishy is going on with the money. And who are these people? Number one, hashutfin, partners. So when they're dividing everything, one partner could tell the other, look, I'm not so sure what's going on. I think something's fishy with the finances. I want you to make a shvua to me that you didn't steal or misappropriate any money. Varisin, same thing with sharecroppers. A sharecropper is a guy who works somebody else's field and he pays him a percentage of the crop. Vapatrupin, this is basically a manager of somebody else's estate. A woman who's appointed by her husband to be in charge of the financial matters. Uben habayas, and people in the house as well who are in charge of the father's properties and finances. In all these cases, Amar Loi, if he tells him, Ma'ata Taineni, what are you tining from me? Meaning the guy who's managing the money says, what do you want from me? And the other person responds, I want you to swear to me because I think something funny is going on. There's something weird with the numbers. There's some sort of financial situation here. So I want you to swear to me that you didn't take any money that you shouldn't have. Chayivs, and he would have to make such a shvua. However, let's say Chalko Ashotim Varisin, the partners or the sharecroppers, they already divided everything. Ein Yochel Hashbiyai. So then one can't make the other one swear because it's already after the division. However, Nizgagol Hashvua and Makam Acher, if for whatever reason Reuven is able to make Shimon swear for some other situation, that's me Makam Acher, Megalgon all of us a Kol. Now he could roll everything onto him and say, look, once you're making a shvua to me in regards to that thing, I want you to make a shvua to me regarding the other thing that even though it passed, now you would have to make a shvua to me about it. Now the Mishnah concludes with going back to our original discussion of shvuas about when a person would have to make a shvua. Vashvias mishametz a shvua, shvias drops a shvua. We know that if Reuven lent Shimon money and now it's Shemitah, so shvias is mishamet the loan, it drops it and cancels it, and now he's not able to collect his loan because it's Shemitah. It's the same thing with a shvua in regards to a loan, a person wouldn't have to make that shvua either. And then we're going to Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, and in this parak, for the most part, we're going to be discussing Shaimrim, different types of watchmen, people who are watching over one thing or another, that if they lied in regards to their Shaimr position and they made a false Shvua, then they would have to not only pay that which they stole, but they also have to add on a fifth, that's called a Chaimesh, and they would have to bring Karban Asham in the Beis HaMikdash. And so Mishnah Aleph just discusses the different types of Shaimrim and what they'd be Chayiv for. Mishnah says, Arba Shaimrim Hain, there are four different types of Shaimrim. Shaimr Chinam, Vashayel, Neis HaSachar, Vashaycher. Those are the four classic ones you find all throughout Shas. Shaimr Chinam is an unpaid watchman. Vashoyel, he's the exact opposite extreme. He's a borrower. And then we have Naisa Sacher and Seicher. They're the middle. A Naisa Sacher is a guy who's getting paid to watch, and a Seicher is a renter. He's paying for the use of his object. And now we discuss their Chiyuvim. Shaimr Chinam Nishba Alakoyel. A Shaimr Chinam, an unpaid watchman, he swears regarding everything. No matter what happens to the item that he's watching, he's completely putter for that. And all he has to do is make a shvua that this and this thing happened. And he's putter. He doesn't have to pay. That's because he's doing the guy a favor. He's watching it for free. He doesn't get to benefit at all from it. He can't use it. So therefore, he's potter for everything. It just makes a shvua. Now, Vashayel, a borrower, he's exact opposite extreme since he gets all the benefit and he doesn't even have to pay for it. Mishalim esakol, he has to pay for everything no matter what happens to it. Even if it's an oinus, it's completely unavoidable. The Shayel, the borrower, still has to pay for it. Now, we have our two middle ones, Nesesachar Vasaycher, a paid watchman and a renter. So they're potter for the following. Nishbayin, they can make a shvua and not have to pay. Ala shvura, in regards to shvura, which means if a wild animal came and attacked this thing, let's say he was watching an animal and a wild animal came and ripped it apart, he would just make a shvua, that's what happened, and he'd be putter. Vala shvuya, if it got captured by bandits, he'd make a shvua and be putter. Vala mesa, and if it died just a regular normal death, he makes a shvua and he's putter for that. However, umishalmin esuavedev sagneva, these shaimrim, naisesacher and soicher, they have to pay for it. If it got lost or stolen, they can't make a shvua and be putter, they would have to pay for that. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with many details regarding making shvuas about these things. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.